measured to perfectly fit and protect your vehicle. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS.
Taking their own look at the DNC, the KYW Youth News Team, following the events as middle school journalists. Their reports sponsored by Barbera on the Boulevard. Barbera cares.
This week, the team getting hands-on experience. KYW's Kristen Johansson directing the team and is with us in the studio with our special guest. What do you have for today?
Well, Steve, it's been a busy week. We've been at the convention center. We've been covering press conferences in the city, and we've also been covering some protests, and we've also been down in the Wells Fargo Center. Today was no different. So for Sophia Ortiz is our youngest student in the program and actually got an exclusive interview with Philadelphia Police Chief Richard Ross. Sophie, can you tell us what he said?
This week, police officers have been on the busy streets of the city. I interviewed Richard Ross, a Philadelphia police commissioner, and asked him a few questions about keeping his cops safe during the DNC. The department has been working all week, overtime and all, but drinking lots of water. He says there have been huge changes in security since the RNC in 2000, but the officers have been keeping a good eye on everyone in the city and around the city. He did say yesterday 7 people were arrested after entering a restricted area. For the most part, though, Ross says everyone has been kind to each other and things have been peaceful.
Thank you so much, Sophie. And Emily Litterer is here, and she is with us from Masterman. She's covered the LGBT caucus today, and there were a few celebrity Democrats there. Emily, tell us about this meeting today.
The LGBT caucus was held in the convention center, and the speakers included well-known Democratic leaders Cory Booker, Howard Dean, and Kate Brown. The speakers focused on workplace and housing discrimination, homophobia-related violence, and electing politicians to fight for equal rights. The caucus also celebrated activists who have helped make progress for LGBT rights.
So, Steve, it's been a busy week, but they have learned so much. We've all learned so much, and I think they're probably ready for some rest.
The team showing a lot of maturity. I've really enjoyed the report.
Yes, me too.
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
More from the students, including their interviews and reports at cbsphilly.com/DNC.